Trey, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing quite well, man. How are you?
I can't complain, bro. I can't complain. So far today has been a pretty good day. I'm happy I was able to get up, go to the gym. I feel like that's all I really did today.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good, actually. I spent some time with my family, which was really cool. I went back home, saw my godmother, so that was fun.
Oh, really?
So my godmother, so my mom, so my dad. We really just chilled. Ain't really doing nothing crazy. Went to this pizza restaurant called Cosimo's.
Really?
Yeah.
Pizza restaurant?
It's like an Italian. It's like an Italian restaurant. There we go. It's not a pizza restaurant.
Okay. They just happen to sell pizza as well.
Yeah, they like give you like little. I kind of like it too because they're like little personal pizzas and shit.
Single
like
ones, like individual ones?
What do you mean single?
Not like individual slices, like whole pizza pies, so like but just like small enough for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like a personal. Like if you order a pizza, you get a personal. It'll still look like a pie.
Yeah. Just like
a pizza. It's like a baby one type shit.
Understood. Okay.
But they got a lot of shit there. But I like it. It's not too bad. So I'm happy I was able to go there with her and chill with her. And that was really it. Yesterday, I ain't really do. Actually, I did a lot of housework. The shit around the house that I had to take care of. So that's what I did yesterday. How was your weekend, man?
Uneventful. I think I spent the weekend just like reading, playing Hearts of Iron. And also playing Helldivers with the boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I really did that. I did find out some interesting news, though.
Okay.
And I've been wanting to talk about this because I feel like as young men, we kind of go through situations where we, at least the ones who like to, deal with women. And when you deal with women, children are a possibility. Now, I'm not sure if a lot of people out there watch this channel. I remember I used to watch them a lot when I was a younger man. Not that I'm an old man now, but
I understand.
But the Fresh and Fit podcast. I don't know which one's the fresh or the fit guy.
I think the dark nigga's fresh. My fault. I'm still getting used to this.
So we have the fresh guy, I guess, allegedly, because this isn't actually all like full proof or shit, but there's this Asian woman, I guess, who he got pregnant. She's a Korean model, a Korean like their version of
like Miss America or something like that.
Yes, essentially.
Shorty Miss Korea.
Miss Korea, I think it is. Yeah. But regardless, it brought up the thought in me, and I've heard from a lot of older men whether or not you wear them, whether or not you should wear them. I'm kind of curious as to your thought process. Has it changed at all throughout your years?
In terms of what you just said, should you wear them or should you not wear them?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone kind of knows like the right answer to that one. I feel like it's to wear them unless you actually want kids. I mean, like, I feel like everyone knows that's what you should do. And frankly, I'm not going to encourage anyone not to wear them.
Yeah.
But what I will say is no one's. I'm not going to say no one's wearing them because that's a lie, but like a lot of people.
I think a majority aren't.
Yeah, they don't want to.
Majority aren't. And a lot of people start without doing it at all. So,
yeah.
Like, why start something that you ain't even need to start?
Type shit. And it don't even feel as good. So it's like, why?
Yeah.
Type shit. You already started without it. Now you're going to go back to something.
Yeah. But I guess my. And why I would encourage anybody to do it.
Who has done it
and doesn't want to go back. I hear you because I feel the same way. But it's like, is it worth your livelihood, your possible? Like, how would you react if you were in his situation?
I mean,
would you be worried? Would you be comfortable? Would you be okay?
If I was in his situation, I don't think I'd be as worried because I'm quite wealthy. I have a lot of money.
Yeah. Would you wife her up?
It depends on the type of girl she is. So, like, yeah, she's, like, Miss America, and she's, like, a supermodel. Or Miss Korea, she's a supermodel. But, like, what if she's, like, just a shitty human? You know what I'm saying? It's foul that I have a child with a shitty human. But
True.
I wouldn't necessarily wife her up. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying?
So just because, and then not just in this situation, if you were to get any woman pregnant, just because you got her pregnant doesn't mean you go wife her up.
Nah, I mean, I feel like that's my intentions, unless, like accidents do happen, of course. Like,
of course.
I feel like
and that's what I mean in this scenario. Say an accident takes place. Yeah, I wasn't planning that, of course, and anything like that.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily just a wife.
Nah.
Well, because then also I still look at my wife to be a certain way. Now it's unfortunate that, like, she would have had, if I don't view you highly and now you're going to be the mother of my kid regardless, that's a rough time for everybody.
Yeah.
But like now, I'm not gonna now make you my wife and open up my home to you and all that just cause. Because mm. now, especially if I don't like who you are or I think you're a shitty human, now I gotta live with you. I understand this is you what I did. You open yourself
up to a lot of other problems.
Understood, exactly. So I'd rather kind of just have us just be separate and just raise a kid. Mm. Not ideal, but I mean.
Okay. Now, in some audio recordings, I did hear him say this. And a lot of people are kind of getting on him because of it. Now, no matter where, I guess, what line that you land on with the whole, like, pro-choice, pro-abortion thing, yeah. I guess he asked her to get rid of it. She wants to keep it. Now, I guess my question, frankly, to both of us is where does a man's right to that kind of a conversation even come into play? Like, do we as men even have rights to say, yeah, you gotta get rid of it, or yeah, you gotta keep it? Like, I want you to keep my kid, don't get rid of it, and she wants to get rid of it, or vice versa.
I personally believe that the man can express his opinion, express what he believes and what he thinks about the situation, because it is also going to be his kid. But at the end of the day, like, you can't really do nothing because it's kind of up to her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't force shorty to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can give your opinion. And I think that's fine if a man voices like, hey, keep it or not or whatever. I still think just as people, you can have the. There's no problem with. I don't see a problem with a man voicing his opinion. But I think that's kind of just where it's. At the end of the day, she doesn't.
It ends at your opinion.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Because if she disagrees in this case with Holmes. What is he going to do? There's really nothing.
Do you think he should be held responsible for child support still?
I mean, yeah, that's his kid.
But he didn't even want the kid.
Yeah, he should have none of that. I mean, like, come on.
Simply put, yeah. Simply put, yeah. I can't.
It's unfortunate, but you got to kind of just, you take everything we do has a consequence.
Yeah.
And in the moment, even if it's fun and pleasurable, there's still going to be a consequence to your action.
Mm-hmm. It does show a double standard to it, though.
Explain.
All right, hear me out. So if the female wanted to essentially go through that procedure and not have the kid, you as the father have no right to say, I want you to keep my child because I want my child to be here. I want to be a father. So you can get a choice whether or not you could be a father. That's taken away from you. If you want it to be, tough luck, you can't be. On the other side, say you don't want to be the father, but she wants to be the mother. Mm. Okay, but regardless, like, you can't back out of it now. You got to be a father. So you see how they get to choose whether or not they're parents. You don't.
I agree
with you. And I, before you make your statement, I understand. As a man, you got to take your responsibility, and I'm not trying to talk you out of that.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to say there's a double standard here now that you kind of notice.
I do see the double standard. It's hard for me to argue, and I do agree with you. What I would say is I think you got to chalk some of that up to just, like, biology.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Like, we are designed to where the female gives birth.
Yeah.
And everyone has free will. Everyone can do what they want with their body. So even if what you're saying, at the end of the day, she... You know what I mean? She go with her. Even if she was like, "Hey, I want a child. Hey, I want a child." And you're like, "Yo, I'm never gonna, like, I'm not gonna nut in you." Like, no. Even though she's asking now, she can't get pregnant without you.
Of course, yeah. So if you don't do that, then you're not
exactly gonna have but this conversation. I do understand the whole double standard thing, but me personally, I chalk a lot of that up to just, like, yo, biology. Like, it's just
that's just the way it is.
It's just what it is, and, like, kind of just gotta live with it in a way.
I also. Kind of going off of that, I also just chalk it up to that's just the way society is.
That's just what it is,
yeah,
it's bro. It's
always
it's
been like, that way. And yeah, you can point out the differences and all that stuff, but nothing's gonna really change that. Both sides have double standards that, like, benefit them. Like,
there's both sides thing, do
them. There's certain things us men could do that women cannot do. Be doing, or you could try to do, but it's gonna just have, like, a negative impact on you, and vice versa. So, like. You can make, like, a point about it, but, like, it's only going to go so far.
It's only going to go so far, bro. You can make an argument, but it's only going to go so far.
So let me ask you, what do you think about this new soft guy era thing that we kind of got going on for ourselves? Apparently, that's a new thing. That's a new fad. A lot of young men are doing this these days. Soft guy era, girls got to pay 50% of whatever else that you got to pay for in the house, you know. They got to do their side of the work, and you're no longer... you're essentially no longer carrying their burden.
I just found this out really a couple hours ago. Like we like this was just recently Snubwell Pod. I do think it's comical. I do think the videos I saw of the men, there's a little bit of satire in it.
Yeah, it's a reaction to what it's like a parody.
So I did find it funny some of the points they were making. And I know we discussed this a little bit. I can kind of understand where they're coming from in a way. But yeah, I can't get behind it. I don't support it. Nah. Because you know, crazy enough, last week we talked about masculinity.
Yeah.
The soft guy era is completely opposite of that.
True.
Yeah. It's literally men being feminine. In one of the videos, he was like, I want you to work and I'm gonna be home cooking, I'm gonna be home cleaning, I'll have a meal for you when you get home. And it's like the complete opposite. They literally switch roles.
It's kind of against your nature, man.
Yeah.
A little bit, I think
it is.
Yeah. It's interesting. One of the ones I found funny was the example he brought up, where he's like, he's out with his guy friends and he wants her to pick up the bill for all of them. It's like, apparently girls be doing the same thing. And I'm like, that's funny. I have to agree with you though, man. I think some of the points that are making were real good. I think the whole going 50-50 with your girl, if that's really what you want, set your standards. Cool, you know, having her actually contribute to the family, this, that, and the other, going out and actually working and not just sitting at home, that's great. I think more on the extreme side, which is what I personally believe, some of these were just parodies, where I want to just sit at home and do nothing while you go out and work. I don't think those are good, so I wouldn't, if that's what they're kind of going for, I wouldn't agree with that. And I overall don't think men should be soft. I think we should be the stronger of the sexes, and
the marketing of it all is rough.
Yeah, like I can't bang with soft.
Yeah, right, for real, you know? Bro. Like I can understand where you guys are coming from, but the marketing is rough. the market is rough, bro. The market is rough.
Yeah, you're not getting a lot of conservatives with that one.
Nah, not at all, bro. The market is rough. Do you think that's really going to take over? Do you think that's going to be?
I mean, I don't think it's going. The thing with I don't think men really do movements well. We kind of just do our own thing. So I think a lot of guys will see this, and it'll be more along the lines of, I'ma just have my standards, and that's really just gonna be about it. I think a lot of what you see with guys on social media, they might just be doing it for the views and such. Mm. I think a majority of men. And probably just going to see it and kind of keep their lives going. I think a majority of men are ignored by women anyway, so it's just kind of like, well,
I'm just
it means no difference to me. Y'all was a fuck with me before.
We're
in the soft guy era, and y'all was still not fuck with me now, so what difference does it make?
It's like nothing changed.
Nothing changed. So I think a lot of guys are going to go through that, and they're just like, all right, well, on to the next thing. I still got work tomorrow. I still got school tomorrow. Like, I still got shit I got to handle tomorrow, so it changes nothing.
So you don't think it'll be on their mind at all?
Not really. Is it on your mind?
It's on.
If we weren't talking about this right now on the show, would you be thinking about this at all?
Nah.
Yeah, I see. For my point, bro. You were similar to other men. We just not think about shit like that, bro. We have other things to do.
Okay.
Soft guy era. I mean, listen.
I do think the videos we watched, they definitely were.
I think a lot of them are just satire and just a reaction to what the ladies have been doing.
They're for life.
You know, the soft girl era, soft wife era, whatever you want to call it.
A trad wife?
I think it is. I think it might have been
a trad wife.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because nothing traditional about it is you posting it online.
Yeah, that's the major clapback. It's like, yeah, you're traditional, but like traditional women don't be posting videos.
Yeah, that's not what you.
And I saw this one, I don't know if it was a girl, but somebody saying like, basically, they just do too much. And I ain't gonna lie. Like, some of the videos, like I saw this one bitch trying to make, like, cereal from scratch. And I'm like, all right, that's just a lot of work.
You can just go to the store and grab cereal. So listen, as much as I shit on Instacart and, like, those food delivery services, they ain't nothing wrong with just going down there.
Nah, bro.
And grabbing a box of Kellogg's or something, and you're good.
That's it. That's it.
Making your own cereal.
The bitch was making a little balls and circles.
I could understand making cookies.
I can understand,
Making cake. Yeah. I understand making bread.
Yeah.
Cereal?
Cereal's wild. What do you? It's like your wife make your own cereal for. Like, this is a little dramatic. I ain't watched the whole shit, bro, but I watched the first little bit, and she was...
I'm assuming you didn't see the end, though. Like, how it came out.
I wasn't committing. Right. I wasn't committing.
Fair enough.
I didn't care that much, but I just thought, like, wow, Shorty's kind of tripping with this whole cereal thing.
All right, fair enough word. So last question before the question of the day that we got here. Is this a bad overreaction? Texas has officially, I guess, banned adult websites.
It's official?
I guess so, yeah.
So they can't...
You might not be able to search it up in Texas anymore. Maybe you can do it through VPNs, though.
Definitely VPNs. Yeah. People are going to find a loophole. Come on now.
I think...
I kind of think it's a good thing.
I think it's a little too late, though. It was legalized originally in... excuse me. 1957. Mm. It's been... I'm not going to say more than... Is it more than 50 years? It's been a while.
Yeah, I know. I can't do that.
Yeah, it's been a minute since 1957, man. And we've had a couple of generations of this kind of going on to where it's so easy to get. Everyone knows it at this point. It's talked about everywhere. It's so easy to get your hands on. It's not very difficult to just say, yes, I am 18. And view to your pleasure. And it's just Texas. It's just one state. It's not like there's other states out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So maybe if this was a nationwide ban, that might have more of an effect. VPNs would go be even better than at that point.
The VPN companies would be charging.
They'd be making bank. Bro.
Facts.
They'd be making bank.
But I think after a while, if this became nationwide, I think to a certain extent, the government would try to figure out some of the VPNs.
Yeah, they'd have to.
Because you can't make this whole nationwide thing and now all of a sudden everyone buys VPNs and they're still breaking the law. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'd find ways to get around it.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, those major companies who, like browsers and all them niggas,
yeah,
would definitely like file lawsuits to get their shit back. Like they wouldn't want it like banned.
Because
they
people are still using their stuff.
Yeah, they lose money because those people aren't going through the regular services and using the VPN, so they're kind of just like, what's the word I'm looking for? Pirate. There it is. When you like pirate TV shows, it's pirate pornography.
Basically. Also, like, I feel like in Texas, too, like, what are you going to do with a deuce who, like, download that shit and have it saved?
Damn, yeah. Man, there's still magazines, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, true, but I don't think niggas really be on magazines like that. I guess just
but niggas might have it like just saved.
Oh, just have like
just like a stash of magazine,
Playboys type shit.
That used to be the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, I know that's like not the thing anymore because everyone just has their phones.
I remember as a kid, I went into I was at somebody's house. I was at a home somewhere in New York City. I don't really remember. I was young, but I remember I went in the bathroom, and next to the bathroom there was like a stack of Playboys.
Damn, really?
It's like a little table.
I remember going down to back in middle school, so maybe about like 2011, 2010, maybe even 12. There was this dollar store, actually right next to the Domino's that I used to live next to. They used to sell Playboy magazines. They used to sell like just like straight up like graphic magazines.
Damn.
But of course, like I was.
You're a kid.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to buy them. But I remember like walking in one day and like seeing the little stand with them up there. And I'm like, whoa.
Tell you, this is wild, bro. This is wild. As a child, bro, you're like, yo, what is. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you are quite surprised. But because it's so easy to get, I don't think the ban really is going to do much, in my personal opinion.
I think it's going to have to. I think it's definitely going to affect them a little bit. But I think the VPNs, they're going to get around it.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
And it's just all over the internet, and it's so accessible.
And you are correct. Also, people save.
Yeah, people save.
Save their videos.
Also, like, what are you going to do? Is it all adult websites? Is that including OnlyFans as well? Because technically, OnlyFans is known for the whole sexual thing, but, like, technically, like, OnlyFans wasn't made for that. It was just, like, it's like another Patreon.
Yeah.
So, like, people will be cooking on.
It just so happens that that's what it ended up being used for.
Yeah, but that wasn't his main purpose. And I don't know if you remember this. At one time, they like they said that you couldn't do sex work. It only lasted for a very short time.
Like a week or something.
They
like
started
that.
Losing money crazy, and they're like, yo, chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come back.
Y'all okay.
We know our player base.
It was a joke. It's okay. But how is that going to work with OnlyFans? Because then at that point, niggas are just still going to.
Still
it's the
anyway.
Same thing because they're gonna go on that and they're just gonna pay. People are already paying, so it's like, oh, okay. So I think that's kind of where, but I think overall it's a good thing. I don't think porn really is a good thing for like us to just be like consuming and watching.
See, I don't disagree, so I'm not trying to argue against it, but I guess, and I'm thinking more on a mass scale. Imagine if they had done like a nationwide. Yeah. And they worked that out with the VPN people where even they're not fucking with it, right? I believe the blowback from that, from both men and women who enjoy pornography would be such a large outcry.
I don't think it would.
You don't think so? I think a lot of people would be fucked up.
I think a lot of people would be upset, but it's like, yo, like, good, detox yourself. Or go out there and get some bitches, bro. Like, what are you doing? Like, good, fix yourself.
It'd be nice if that was actually what took place, but I think you're giving us too much credit, bro. I'm not. You're giving him way too much. A lot of guys would rage. A lot of guys would be upset. A lot of men don't know how to talk to women, bro.
But what I'm saying,
so they can react negatively to this.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that people are that strong. I'm not I'm not saying that people won't be outraged. I'm not saying people won't be upset.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe there would be a little bit of a bigger outrage.
The stars would be protesting like they just lost their jobs.
All the OnlyFans models. Whoop de whoop. But at the same time, like, this is reality now. It's unfortunate, but this is reality. So, like, I understand you're having a little temper tantrum, and fine. But, like, bro, you gotta, you know, life goes on. So all the stars out there picketing. All right, cool. That's fine. You could be upset, but, like, you still gonna have to pay your bills. So find a job. Work at wherever. You got no choice. Oh, you're a guy? You don't know how to talk to girls? Well, now is the perfect time to now go practice. Why? Because you don't have a fix. So now it's like, yo, either you're gonna sit at home and do nothing, just not talk to females, just wank one off to nothing, just like imagination.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. Yeah.
Or you actually like, okay, maybe let me use this as a positive thing. Maybe let me try to get females instead of just.
I don't know. I think female safety would kind of.
You think I don't want to say the word.
I think the unsafeness towards them would go up tremendously.
They'd be assaulted more.
Yeah. I don't think it's fair to them.
I think that'd be
because listen, man. I'm be honest. There's a lot of sick guys out there. There is.
Yeah.
Okay. Just as much as there's not, there's still a decent amount.
I just watched.
And the fact that they can't figure their shit out on their own, they're gonna take it out on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and. Kind of like how we've been seeing the ladies have been getting punched in New York City. Like you saw that whole headline and shit. Exactly. It could be worse.
It could be.
That's why I'm like, well, if it was a whole band.
I still think.
Collectively. I think it's good. Don't get me wrong. I just think the blowback would be so bad.
I think long term.
Kind of like Prohibition.
Long term, I think it would be good. Immediate, yeah, people are going to be upset.
Like a cold turkey, bro. It'd be rough.
It'd be okay.
A lot of people.
You'll get over it, bro.
I mean, I know I'll get over it, but that don't mean Timmy will get over it or James or Jackson.
He will.
You don't know that.
But you got no choice.
You do have, there's always an option.
So, there's always an option. All right, you're right. But at that point, you have to just live with your option. You're given a choice. So, you're right. I'm incorrect. You do have a choice. But what I'm trying to say is, I guess how I look at it, it's like, you do what you gotta do. And if you choose not to, then nigga, that's you. This is on you now.
Are you gonna arrest people if they try to go fight it? Like, do you think the government should do that? At that point? Because people would just, all right, cool, we can't search it up that way, but there'd still be collected content that has been happening over the years of social media.
That would probably be leaked and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So like, would you go after, or would you say the government should go after people who are distributing amongst themselves, I mean, not on social media.
I mean, I guess so. I guess what they the plug type shit.
Yeah, essentially.
I guess so.
Kind of like, literally kind of like...
trapping.
Not, yeah, trapping. You're trapping simply put, but kind of like Prohibition. Wearing like, you know, they travel from Canada.
And Prohibition, they get arrested?
No, hell yeah, it was legal.
All right, well then I guess in this case you would also get arrested. Nigga, this is Prohibition again, damn near.
See, that's when people would revolt.
That's fine.
It wouldn't work well.
People probably would revolt. People would probably be angry, but
it might even start a civil war.
You gotta live with it. I don't think they start a civil
war. You don't think it start a civil war? Bro, sex drives countries. I think, in my personal opinion. It does. It drives economies. So just cause, it's the reason just shit works.
People can't watch it. They're gonna start a civil war.
Because there's a lot of single people out there, man. And there's a lot of I'm not saying for sure it is gonna start a civil war. I'm saying that civil war esque shit that could take place because of.
I think a war is wild, bro. Civil war is wild, bro. Some Union fighting. Confederate type shit. Nah, bro. I just don't see that happening, bro.
It goes like, yo, poor Ryan. Over here fighting for the degenerates.
The degenerates?
That's funny, man.
But bro, I just don't see that magnitude. People be upset. Yes, there's a lot of single people. There's a lot of lonely people. Yes. And I know it's not as simple as just like going and finding someone. Of course. I understand that, especially as a young man today. But, like, try. Go out and try. Go and do something. The problem is, why are you single? Or why not out of 10 is because you don't try. A lot of the men, I feel like, who are single is because they don't put forth effort. They don't try. Or they will try until they hit a certain point, and then they're just going to give up. And it's like, okay, fine, I'm just going to be done forever. Which is stupid to me. I'm pretty sure I said that on, like, another podcast, which is stupid because we're so fucking young.
I understand where you're coming from. I do. And I think this is just kind of like where me and you,
we might just butt heads.
No, not even just the whole butt heads thing. I think our youngness kind of comes into play as well. We're saying, oh, just go try. We're saying, okay, just go try.
Oh, because we don't, because, nah.
But like, I think at the end of the day, we'll come to find out, like, it's not, sometimes it's just not even worth that in the first place. I think we're very idealistic. Because we're, I don't want to call us like young and naive in that sense, but we don't know what other men know. We haven't seen some of the shit other men have seen. So yeah, cool, go try, but maybe there's something that you're preventing yourself from that will harm you negatively.
You know, you make a solid point. I still think, though, it comes down to what you want. And if you're complaining about you being single or you being lonely.
I think, well, I don't even think they're complaining about that. They just want a nut. Both men and women, and the fact that they can't do it themselves, they can't just rub one out like they used to, they're going to be upset. Like, yo, why the fuck am I forced to not go get a partner when I was perfectly fine using my left hand or some shit like that?
I mean, I guess if that's... you know why? Because it's very hard for me to, like...
Yeah, because you're a different man.
Yeah, to conceptualize that. Yeah. That's why I think I'm also having a very hard time. Like, what do you mean, bro? What do you mean, bro? So, like, that's why I have... I have the view I have. And you're right. Maybe because we're young men, we're viewing it a certain way. But I also do believe being a young man, I know I don't know, but like, how do I say this? I know a lot of men told us now, because we're young, like, yeah, chill, don't chase women. But at the same time, if you even look at us now and then older men, even though they know, even with their experiences that they know what they know, they still go after women. So even if they have certain experiences where it might be negative, I think they still, on the majority, men still going to go for women. Why? Because that's what they're attracted to. That's what they want.
I can't disagree with that. But one thing I guess I will say before we kind of go into the topic of the day, or the question of the day, excuse me, is I believe that's changing. I don't think that's the wave anymore, man. Of course, I think in the past, yeah, the older men, they didn't go after the women. But I think now, the way things are, it's not going to be the case in the next 4 or 5 years.
Maybe if they banned it, it might force people. So maybe some guys would be like, all right.
Nah, I don't think. I think a civil war might happen.
Civil war is not going to happen.
Civil war. You'd be surprised, man. Civil wars start for stupid reasons sometimes.
I understand that, but I just don't see a civil war over this.
You don't think so?
That's wild. Riots, sure. Listen, man, revolt, sure. I'll give you that.
There'd be a lot of angry.
Protests, sure. A lot of angry people, sure. I'll give you that.
A lot of angry young men and women out there. A lot of them. A lot of them have guns.
I still don't see them.
All right, we'll go into that.
I just don't see a war. And so, okay, I understand you got blinkies, but nigga, I don't see a war. I don't think they're going to come start shooting, bro, over porn.
They're just going to be like, yo, legalize that shit back. Just march on the White House.
Who are they shooting? At the White House?
Well, it's the government, so the military.
So what, they just going to march outside? Okay. Nigga, the White, what? The Capitol was tackled. Did we still survive? We'd be all right.
That don't mean a war wouldn't be taking place.
I don't see a war, bro.
You don't have the imagination.
Anywho, I have the imagination. I just don't see a war over something like this.
So therefore, you don't have the imagination.
I have the imagination. I can understand where you're coming from.
Read your segment.
But at the same time.
Read your segment.
There's not going to be a war over this, bro. Read your segment. See what I got to deal with on a fucking daily basis? All right, so today's question of the day is, would you rather know someone's intentions or whether or not they are telling the truth?
Would I rather know someone's intentions or whether or not they're telling the truth? I'm going to take the truth. After thinking about it, the intentions would actually be pretty good just because, like, immediately someone comes up to me, I know what you're coming up for.
It's like you're trying to harm me, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Or you have good intentions, true. But being able to know if, I guess, someone's, like, being truthful to you is actually quite powerful in and of itself. You know, you can catch their intentions with that.
That is true. Because obviously if they're lying to you, I guess.
You're seeing what their true intentions are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Compared to telling the truth. You know, I'm gonna have to go with truth too. I'm just not a fan of... I think knowing the truth can be very powerful. Especially when talking to someone.
Yeah.
Especially in certain conversations. Whether it's... Be honest, any conversation, but especially like if you're in a business conversation and someone's trying to, you know what I'm saying? You suspect your girl of cheating on you or something like that, and now you know she lying or telling the truth, so you can figure that shit out. You know, if someone's, I do agree. I do think there's some intentions kind of intertwined with knowing the truth.
Yeah.
Because 9 out of 10, if someone's going to like just lie to you and all that other stuff, 9 out of 10, they're probably going to have some type of bad intentions.
True.
So yeah, I think I might have to pick the truth on that one.
Is there any way you would? I know you picked truth, but is there any way you would see yourself picking the other side?
Yeah, I would say so because I don't think the other side is bad either. I actually don't think you could go wrong with either one.
Yeah, I can understand both options.
But I think knowing people's intentions would be good. I mean, I guess you can't tell if they're lying or not. But if someone comes up and you know all of a sudden they have bad intentions, then like okay. You know how to maneuver.
You kind of like got spidey senses, so you just get a feeling about them.
Type shit. On some tingly feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I like to know the truth more. The truth intrigues me more. And I do think we do live in a world where a lot of people lie. Some people actually might not have bad intentions toward you, but they'll still lie.
I will say this. You do open yourself up to a lot of hurt getting the truth.
Without a doubt.
Compared to with the intentions.
Without a doubt.
Because with the intentions, you tend to more protect yourself already because you know what someone's intentions are first meeting them.
True.
So you can essentially eliminate all the bad intentions that are kind of coming your way ahead of time. Of course, you don't do that with the truth, but you get the truth, and the truth might hurt.
Damn, yeah, that's true. But at least now you know.
True.
You'll forever have closure in every single situation that you're in.
That is true. Yeah, because you'll always have the truth.
Because
you'll always know why.
So there's not exactly. You always know why. Mm. So you don't got to necessarily sit at home and contemplate and be like, yo, why the fuck did this shit? You know exactly why. You know the truth. It might hurt, but at least you know.
At least you. Yeah. So each story you kind of give yourself has a conclusion. Because a lot of people torment themselves over.
Because they're just in their mind.
They don't know why.
Exactly. And they're just in their mind making up a whole bunch of.
Yeah, because if you essentially don't know the story yourself, your mind will fill in blanks.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's like, okay, it could be this. And I think, or it could be this. Yeah. Or it could be this. Depending on how much of an overthinker you are, bro. You'd be thinking about that shit for weeks.
And depending on who you are, usually human beings, we kind of think the worst first.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. It's always the worst thing. It's without never the more positive thing. So, okay. I see your points. You want to do the closing advice?
Yes. You know, crazy enough, I felt like I had some really good closing advice for you guys. But I didn't write that shit down because I'm an ass.
Did it have to do with our conversation?
No, currently? Actually, I thought about this like days ago.
Oh, and I really? Was like, maybe you should have wrote it down.
I should have wrote it down. Yeah. I should have wrote it down. So this is
the watered down version.
Yeah, I guess it's rough. I'm gonna be honest. I really don't got any advice for y'all. I had advice. Didn't write it down.
Yeah, it's tough.
So
just I say guess there's a casual stuff
type shit. All right, I'm gonna be real generic.
Be positive
type shit. Be positive. Don't be a bitch. Go
to the gym.
Go to the gym. Also, like, let's say all of a sudden, if like porn was like canceled, and like no one, if you're a nigga, please don't be a bitch and revolt or try to start a war. Like, right, like just go get some pussy. Like just try to change your life.
Listen, I'm not encouraging them to do it. I'm just simply saying that is a possibility. There's a possibility that by you doing that, both men and women would revolt and be like, you know what, we're standing up for this.
I could understand a little
that's
all, revolt.
That's the only argument I'm making.
That's fine. I don't see a war, though. I can see a little revolt, sure.
I could see the revolt breaking into a war. No. Enough people getting killed.
I don't think it's going to be that big. I don't think you think niggas will be killing? Who they killing over this, bro?
You never know. If you march on the Capitol, bro, and the government, like, yo, back off. Get away, and they're continuously marching on them. After a while, they're gonna start shooting.
But who's the wars gonna be between now? The government and what, the American people, bro? Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be more liberals fighting for this, actually, if I'm thinking about it. Cause, like,
conservatives, I feel like, would be fine.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah,
so at this point, that's what I'm saying. Why are we like, this is a lot, bro? This is a whole war,
yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. It's more out of fan fiction than anything else.
Types, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't see a war, riots yet. They gonna vandalize something, yes.
Yeah, I guess listening to Tyler's advice, if I don't think that'll ever happen, but if by all means it does happen, don't start a war.
Don't start a war.
Don't start a war. Right. But try to stay positive, stay focused, do what you gotta do for yourselves, man. Take it day by day. You only live one life, and have fun.
Facts.
Generic advice.
Facts. It'd be like that, though. Yeah. Listen, man. It'd be like that. These podcasts, I ain't gonna lie, low-key getting harder. But we're here. Hey. But we're still here. Thank y'all for listening. We appreciate you guys rocking with us, being here with us. Thank you guys so much.
For real.
Check us out on Instagram. That's going to be NOA_podcast. You can find us on TikTok. That's NOA Podcast 1 and NOA Podcast 2. NOA Podcast is available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel for exclusive content such as The Wednesday Show. We also have other channels. We have NOA React for those into reactions. NOA Adventures is our vlog page. And we have NOA Podcast Clips for those who might not be able to watch the full thing. Yeah. So once again, thank you guys. We appreciate you guys rocking with us. Y'all take care.
Have a good one.